We're going to be starting from the second paragraph in Kas and Kpeda. Kas of a Rambam. The Avar Gav, the B'chah and Midas, Yesledach B'derech Hemtzahis, even though in all Midas one should follow Derech Hemtzahis, Avla Kas Midi Roy Yad Mioid, B'roy L'adam Shishrachik B'menu Akteya Achar. And a person, it's appropriate for a person to be at the other extreme. He should train himself not to lose himself, even on something that it's proper to lose oneself. What if in his position he has to impose fear on his family or the tzibur, and my partner, if he's a tzibur leader, and he wants to lose it, so they should get back to good, to understand that he's very upset. Should act. He should feign anger. But he died to me, seven bain alibainatsma, however he should be in total control. Act angry without being angry. Okay, now I just want to explain what I heard from my Rebbe. So again, to me, it's the Messiah that I have. What is Tzaderach Hemtzoes? How do we understand Derach Hemtzoes? Most mean that the person should be in the middle. What does the middle mean? He should not be this much, and he should not be this much. So like every day he's in the... What exactly does the middle mean? So the way my Rebbe defined the middle, others argue, but this is the way my Rebbe defined middle. Middle means that you are nothing. You do what the right thing to do is at that time. If the right thing at that time is to give tzedakah, you give tzedakah. If the right thing at that time is that you shouldn't give more tzedakah than necessary, so that's the right thing. Meaning you're not controlled by a midah. You control which midah you're going to use at the time, which midah you will allow to come to fore. It means you're in control of your midahs rather than reacting to them. Right? I have taiva. So the derech hemtzoes means I should cut my taiva. So the way my Rebbe learned, no, it's when you have, when the need is to have a desire, you should have a desire. And when the need is not to have a desire, you should not have a desire. That's how he explained Derech Hemtzoes. He explained Kas, that is, there's almost no circumstance where Kas is the correct thing to do. Even though it's necessary to act the Kas, but never should one lose themselves. That's what the Rambam says. There's never a time that it's kedai for a person to lose themselves. Aye, there are times that people have to know that you're upset, and they have to know that you're angry. You can only do that when you're in full control. If you want to hit your kid, you hit him when you're calm. You don't hit him when you lose it. Because when you lose it, all you're teaching your kid is, A, that you can lose things, that you're not in charge of yourself, and B, that when you lose something, you can hit somebody. That's what you teach the person. You hit when you're calm, you get angry, you act angry. It's not easy. If it were so easy, the Rambam wouldn't have to talk about it so much. But that's the halach, that's how my Rebbe explains Derech Hemtzoes. Derech Hemtzoes means just to employ the right midah at the time that it's necessary. And by kas, it's never necessary to lose it. It's necessary to act as if you're losing it, so whoever you're trying to get a message across understands the message.
He loses his chacham of Naviyu.
People who lose it, they don't have a good life. They're constantly trying to deal with a temper. He has to run away that he doesn't react to things that should make him angry, but he's in control. He doesn't lose it. That doesn't mean he's not upset. It doesn't mean that it doesn't bother him. He's not a meshena margish. He's not dead. He's alive. Living people feel things, but he doesn't lose control. He isn't controlled, doesn't say anything that he has to regret later. He doesn't do anything that he has to regret later. He's in control. He does things that are the right response at the time. If it means to have to act angry, that's the right response at the time. But when a person loses, he's not in control. And not in control, he ends up doing and saying things that he'd rather not say or do.
What does the Rambam and Rabbi Weinberg do say that the
Rebbeinu Shalom. The Rebbeinu Shalom is nothing. He's not angry. He's not angry. He has no. Okay. If you don't want to let me finish, then I will not finish. I agree. The way my Rebbe understood it, and the way you have to understand it, the Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't have this midah and that midah. He acts in certain ways to us, so we should learn the proper way to act. So when the Rebbeinu Shalom is because, it means he didn't lose it. He acted because to get a message across to us. The Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't lose control. The Rebbeinu Shalom said, this is a time that I have to get a message across, that it's an upsetting thing that they did. And therefore, he acts as if, so it says in the Pasuk, he got angry, which is exactly what the Rambam says a person is supposed to do. Get angry, but not be in loss of control.
I mean, your Rebbe is essentially quoting the next time.
I didn't say he made it up.
No, I'm aware of that. But the problem
it's 6:01. You got about 10 seconds.
What am I supposed to learn from the Mida of God?
That you're supposed to act angry when necessary. Sometimes it causes a necessary means of transmission of a lesson. And you have to have that midah. You have to be able to get angry at people, but without loss of control. Okay, it's time to go.
Please forgive for interrupting.
No, it's fine. I do that all the time. Where do you want me to start? I am ready to start at the midah. Yeah, but Baruch Meisher was trying to tell me that he didn't finish. I can't start with Rashi's.
Well, the
what?
The bottom of the last 10 lines.
From Hilchos Yom? Okay, that's easy. Okay, we're going to start from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines at the bottom. Amalei Ravina Ravashi. Amalei Ravshama Misikra. Ikla Mazutra La'asman. Mazutra came to our city. Vidarish and Ipaskin. Hilchos Kavasa Derav L'chumra. Hilchos Kavasa Derav L'chumra. Rabbi Levi L'chumra. Meaning we always go L'chumra, which means a woman that she fasts from day... from day 14 right into day 15, we say it's Shnei Mayonis. It's supposed to be Shnei Mayonis, and we say she's Tomei. I'm sorry, she says she stays Tomei like Levi. Going to Rav, it would be Tar. Going to Levi, it's Tomei. We're Paschal like Levi Luchumra. At the other end of the spectrum, when she goes from day 80 to day 81, so going to Levi, it's still Tar because she never stopped seeing. Going to Rav, it's Tomei. So there we mark her like Rav. Means we always take the one that's stricter. That's what my sutra said. Rashi?
Wait, Levi's the one
that says. It depends which end. At the end of 14 to 15, then Levi is a chumra. Okay. And at the end of 80 to 81, Levi is a kula. We pass them both the chumra. So Rashi kvasi derav the chumra. But she fast mitrech shmeinim lachar shmeinim. When she flows from 80 into after 80, the matama. Leimina mimayin tor asa. And we don't say it came from a Mayan Tahar, meaning we don't say like Levi that this is still the same Dam Tara as long as it doesn't stop. That's when she goes from 14 to 15. And since according to Levi, the Tami Mayan has not closed, Lehavi Dam Tayar, not Dam Tayar. Ravashi Amar, back to the Gemara, Hilchos HaKavasa Derav, Bein L'Kula, Bein L'Chumra. No, we Paskin Rav, it's Mayan Echad, and take it to the bank, both L'Kula and L'Chumra. It'll be a Kula from 14 to 15, and it'll be a Chumra from 80 to 81. Right. Zashi, Bein L'Kula, Kachfas Mitav Yudawit, Lachi Yudawit, Davide Rav L'Kula, that's where Rav is a Kula, Davide Mayan Echad Hu, Vatayre Tarasim, and Leboy Havsaka, and I don't need Havsaka, Bein L'Chumra, Bein L'Kula. Yochas HaKavasa Derav, Bein L'Kula, Bein L'Chumra, the Gemara Paskin, that we Paskin like Rav. Us, it's not Negeya, we have no such concept of Dam Tayar, we treat everything as Dam Zivas, really like Dam Zivas, and the woman sits Shiva Nekiyim for any blood she sees at any time. That's how we pass in halakha l'maisa. So the Mishnah writer, Hamikasha Nida, one who sees blood during labor pains. Here's a pregnant lady, and she had labor pains and saw blood with the labor pain. She is a Nida. She is a Nida. The Gemara will explain the exact words, what does that mean? Is she always an Ida? Maybe she sometimes an Ida, sometimes not an Ida. Is labor pain an Ida? Which is a big finish, that a woman is an Ida every time she has labor. The Gemara will explain. Rashi says to have patience, so we'll have patience. Dr. Rashi, Hamakasha Barasa Dam, Harizu Nida, right? She's an Ida.
Yeah, the Gemara, the Mishnah doesn't say
it should,
that Rashi
will tell you. Right, that Rashi adds, right, correct. But the Gemara, the Gemara will ask in this sentence, and the Gemara will answer.
Where is she holding in her pregnancy?
Exactly, it doesn't make a difference. Well, she's in labor pain. So if she has early labor, it's early labor. If it's later labor, it's later labor. It has nothing to do with the viability of the child. Labor is labor.
Is there such a thing as labor in 3 months?
I have no idea how you're talking.
Yeah, I'm thinking, is that called?
But if it's labor pain, it's labor pain. Obviously, whatever pain, the labor is supposed to get the baby out, right? So whatever the baby is, it's getting it out. That's labor pain.
Right.
Doesn't say, at least as far as I prepared, it didn't mention anything when this labor pain occurs.
Wonderful. The definition
is labor. Labor means...
during any time frame.
Yes, why not?
In English, the term labor pain work would not be used in a certain amount.
Again, right. Kachas is shleishi yamim, b'tayich yud alav yayim. If a woman has, now, this is a woman that became a nida during pregnancy. This is, the next case is talking about a woman that became a nida during pregnancy. She's not supposed to. Most women never see dam during pregnancy. She's called a mesulekas yamim. However, this woman did. Kachas amaisa, this woman became a nida during pregnancy. After 7 days, went to the mikvah. The next 11 days, she can become a zava. And a pregnant woman can become a zava. Meaning, she became a nida. 7 days later, she went to the mikvah. Now, the next, if she sees 3 days within the next 11 days, she is a zava. It's a reality, it's a reality. She became a zava. Again, is this the regular? No, but this is what happened. However, during the days of zivus, labor pain does not keeps her from becoming a zava. During the days of Zivus, labor pain keeps her from having becoming a zav. It's exactly what Kosef learned out from Sukkim. So Kosef is shleishi yamim b'tayich yud alav yayim. This is a woman that was in labor pain. And labor pain, by the way, labor and pain means and she saw dam. So this is a woman that was an ida and went to the mikvah, is tahira, and then during the 11 days, which is susceptible to becoming a zava, she was in labor. And while she was in labor, she saw dam 3 days in a row. Now, if she stopped there, she would not be a zava, because labor pain during zivus does not make a woman a zava. Zeri takasif. By nida, we'll see that she does become a nida. By zivus, we will see she doesn't. All based on sukkim. All sukkim based. So we'll have to give the Gemara a chance. What?
Saw blood. She didn't see blood.
Always saw blood. But she's in labor.
So, but what's the
chalak
between the
days? That if she has labor during the period when she can become a nida, she becomes a nida. And if the labor pains is while she's a zava, she can be a zava, she's not a zava. V'shafsa meshleis v'yolda. The labor stopped. And the Gemara explains that what stopped was the pain. The labor pain stopped. The blood continued. After 24 hours, Harizu Yalet is Bezaif. Then we say it wasn't labor pain. The fact, I mean, we call it labor pain, but halachically it's not labor pain. The fact that for 24 hours before birth, the pain stopped, that is reveals to us that the pain she felt was not halachic labor pain. And therefore she is a Zabba. She saw during those 11 days, and she was in labor. Had she given birth immediately, while she's in labor, we would say she's not a zava. She's a yoletis. That blood that she saw was labor blood, which is yoletis, and therefore would not make her a zava. However, if she stops for 24 hours, the shavsa meslates, that means, that reveals to me that the body was not in labor. Again, I'm not talking about what doctors would say now. I'm talking about what the halacha says. Halachically, we don't consider that labor pain a labor, because she stopped for 24 hours prior to childbirth. It's a raya that pain was false labor, or whatever you want to call it. And therefore, it's not metame. I don't care what the medical term is and what medicine tells me it is. I know what the Gemara tells me, halacha, that it's not considered labor in halacha. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yeshua Aimer Laila V'Yayim K'Leil L'Shabbos V'Yayimai. Rabbi Yeshua says it's not 24 hours. It is 24 hours, but it has to be a night and a day. So, for instance, if the labor pain stopped 2 p.m., and she gave birth the next day, 3 p.m., Rabbi Yehuda would say she's a Zava. She had no labor pain for 24 hours. Rabbi Yeshua would say no, unless it stopped and she had a night and a day in that order. I think in that order, at least the Mishnah, I didn't go to the Gemara yet far enough. So then she is considered a Yelanis B'Zayv. But if it stops at 2 p.m. and she gives birth the next afternoon at 3 p.m., she never had a night and a day. And therefore she would still be considered giving birth in labor, and she would not be a Zava. What?
So had part of a day, say?
Yeah, she didn't have a whole night and a whole day. We don't combine two half a days.
Night.
What? Again, Laila V'Yayim.
Right.
Yes.
Does she have the result in the birth, or does she start the pain again? But she starts another couple of days.
It makes up a difference.
Okay.
Right. Sheshavsa min atzar v'loy min adam. When we say stops labor, it doesn't mean the blood has to stop. It means the pain has to stop. The blood can continue. But the pain stopped, that shows it wasn't labor. Even though she's still bleeding, the same way she was bleeding during the pain. Kamihi kisuya. Now, how far back can we say the labor goes? How much before childbirth can we attribute pain that she feels to labor pain? For instance, let's say this woman is in labor for 3 weeks. Is she, and then ends results in a birth. No stop for 24 hours. Every day she's in pain. 3 weeks. I picked 3 weeks. Let's give the commission a chance. Is she that called labor? She saw blood 3 weeks in a row, every day. And she had pain every day. And then she had a birth. So is she a Zava or not? How far back before birth are you willing to attribute pain and call it labor pain? So the Mishnah, Kamihi Kishuya, Rabbi Meir Raim Afilai Ba'a V'Chamishim Yayim. As long as it takes. When it says even 40 or 50, it's like saying no limit. As long as the pain is every day from the beginning to the end, and there's no stop of the pain for 24 hours or Yelai L'Viyayim, she's considered in labor. When she gives birth, she's not a Yeletis B'Zayv. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer Dayachacha, the ninth month. Whenever her ninth month started, that's when labor can start. Anything before ninth month, even if it goes on till through, it's not called labor. If she saw 3 days in the eighth month, she's a Zava. Even if she sees it with pain. And Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Aimer, Enki, Shiyayat, and Mishtei Shabbosis. No more than 2 weeks before birth. So we have three opinions. One says it can last the whole ninth month. In the Gemara's time, women used to give birth at the end of ninth month. That was the norm, right? And so the mayor says even 40, 50 days, which means no limit. Rabbi Yehuda says only the ninth month. And Rabbi Shimon say all of 2 weeks. Let's do Rashi. Dr. Rashi, I'm a kasha barasa dam arzunida. The Gemara parach matarisla. The Gemara will ask, what does it mean? And the Gemara will answer. Kasha shemachmas vad. So again, the first thing we have to establish is if we're talking in days of Zivus, we have to be talking about a woman that was a Nida. You cannot become a Zava unless you were a Nida. So this pregnant lady had been a Nida, and now was in 11 days, and she had labor pain. And she saw 3 consecutive days. Shapsa or Shapsa? What does he pronounce the word of curiosity? I thought it's Shapsa. What?
Shapsa.
That's what I thought it was. Mitzara, Meishleis, Bervi, on the fourth day, meaning after 3 days she was quiet from pain. Her pain subsided on the fourth day. Beyolda. Igloy Milsa, that reveals to us the Daman Sharasa Lebo Machmas Vlad. It wasn't baby induced. Ilkakarzuya led his besides. But if she didn't have that 24-hour period, according to Eliezer, we attribute all the blood because of the baby. And the Torah said she's not a Zava. We have a drasha. that says that it has to come from the body, not caused by a baby. She stopped in the middle of Tuesday, I'm sorry, the third day of seeing, and she gave birth in the fourth day. She had no pain for 24 hours. Ain't zu shufi. That's not called no pain. It's not called the halacha of shufi. Elam ke shavsa laila v'yayim shal achra laila. It has to be a night and a day. Kelele Shabbos v'yayimai. When we want to pick 24 hours of night and day, we say Shabbos. Right? You start Friday night, and you go through Shabbos. So shavsa min atzar v'loy min adam. The avagav d'chaz yadam habi shufi. Even if she saw blood, it's considered shufi. Kami k'shuya d'olasa l'dezivah b'chol dom shetira. How much is k'shuya? I feel like b'ahama chamishim yayim. If she didn't quiet one day close to birth, it's not ziva, but they have your lettuce besides. Daya chacha, dayim the tire sakuchi chaydish echad. Hainu, she, her ninth month. Have a kashish shleitz of a tekurah made ziva b'chaydish ashmini. La filim and kashish of a lechus called she. Even if she has pain from 3 days before the end of the eighth month through the ninth month. Hayzu your lettuce besides, machmish leitz of yam shashmini. And Rabbi Yaisi and Rabbi Shimon say, no more than 2 weeks, yes, doctor.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, had at this point had 7 months pregnancy, ceased to exist.
No, it did.
Yeah,
you want to know in a 7 month pregnancy, we would take Shuya in the seventh month? Yes, that's my guess. But he's talking about a regular full-term pregnancy.
I'm aware of that.
Yes. It does not address
the concept of 7 month pregnancy is prevalent throughout Shabbos.
Yes, 100%. 100%. Something in my right. How to call Makasha Nidi? The Mishnah said, Hamakasha is Nida. A woman in labor is a Nida. Is that a fact? Not true. In the days of Ziva, she's not a Nida. The word Hamakasha Nida, that seems to say a statement. Every woman that sees birth, labor pains because of birth, becomes a Nida. Not true. We learned the rest part of the Mishnah tells me it's not true. So how can you make a blatant statement? Every Makasha is a Nida. That's what the Mishnah starts. A Makasha Nida. It's not true. The Mishnah goes on to explain that sometimes he's not a Nida. Dr. Gemara Amar Rav Nida Liyayma. So Rav says, it means to say that even during the days of Zivas, even though she cannot become a Zav, the day she sees blood because of labor, she's ushered that day.
Why is the Gemara mentioned that she sees blood?
That's what is the translation of Kishoy. See, Hamakasha in English would be a woman in labor who's seeing blood. That would be the English Webster translation of the word Makasha. So the Gemara doesn't have to say it because that's the meaning of the word. Now Rashi tells it to me because I guess Rashi feels that some people will think it's not. So Rav is saying a big chiddush. Yeah, I don't think you're kidding, saying halacha. That a woman that's in labor and sees blood, let's say she sees it on Sunday, she cannot have a relationship with her husband on Sunday day. Sunday night she goes to the mikvah, she's mutter to her husband. It's a rabbinic tumah. Shmuel Amar, chashin Hashem et Tishafa. Shmuel says no, she has to keep an extra day of Shemari Shayim. Because if she saw Sunday, she might see Monday. And if she sees Monday, then she would be it would go to Tuesday. She can become a Zava, right? So, again, we're afraid that she's going to stop labor and continue seeing the next day. If she stops labor and continues seeing the next day, then retroactively, this was the beginning of a Zivas. So how can you let her go to the mikvah and have a relationship that night? Don't you worry that she's going to stop labor and see tomorrow? Here's a woman that's already seeing blood. Rashi, if a woman had labor pains during the days which she become a Nida, does she become a Zava? During the days she can become a Zava, does she become a Nida? A Nida is being made Zav. A woman can't become a Nida during the days of Zivas. I'm a Rav Nida Liyayma. Vahi Gamar. I'm a Kasha Rayadam Yimei Ziva. The Mishnah means during the days of Zivas. I'm a Gadbali Astabal Lidei Ziva. She can never become a Zava. On the day she sees, no relationship. And she doesn't have, you're going to have to wait 3-4 minutes. And she doesn't have to keep another day. The Torah says it's not zivus. So she sees Sunday, she's also in a relationship Sunday. But Sunday night she can go to the mikvah, be mutter to her husband. Shmuel Amar, Avsricha Lishma Yom Kineged Yom Mitu Rabbonon. Rabbonon makes her wait to the next day. The Chashina Shemet Tishafa were afraid she might stop having labor pain. She's called a Zabak Tana, means she needs one clean day. So we have to give her that one clean day. Let me explain what happened. On Sunday with labor. Now, if she stops and goes and has Dam on Monday without labor, she now was a Shemari Shem Kenegan. That means Sunday wasn't labor. Oh, if she stops for 24 hours retroactively, that wasn't labor, Dom. That was Dom Zivas. So a woman, when a man lives with his wife on Sunday night, he's taking a big chance. Because if she doesn't see Dom on Monday, obviously she stops seeing because he's having relations with her. He's not allowed to live with her while she's seeing. So if she stops now for 24 hours, that means he lived with a Shemar Shai. And that's Karas. So Shmuel, how can you let him live with her Sunday night? She has got one day during the days of Zivah, so she has to keep one clean day.
No.
A woman that's in the 11 days, forget labor. A woman that's in the 11 days, she's on Sunday, has to keep Monday clean. A woman that sees Sunday and Monday has to keep Tuesday clean. A woman that sees Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday needs 7 days clean. Now, this woman saw on Sunday. Rav said she can live with her husband Sunday night. So she stops seeing on Sunday night. Rav has her living with her husband. So Shmuel, let's say the labor stops, and Monday she sees no labor pain, and it's retroactive that Sunday wasn't blood of labor, it was blood of Jesus. That means he lived with a woman that was in his marriage time. That's Chayav Karas. How can you let him live? Terrence is, Roy women that are in labor don't stop for 24 hours. True, but Shmuel is worried. How can you let him live with her? What if she stops labor for 24 hours? I can't hear what you're saying. Again, we're talking in a case here now. But the Mishnah said she was still seeing them. But this woman did not see again. Rav says as long as she sees them, don't live with her. But if you stop seeing them, you can live with her that night.
Sunday night she stops seeing them.
Right. Now Shmuel says, what if she doesn't see the whole, what if she sees Monday afternoon without labor pain?
If she sees Monday afternoon without labor.
That means it wasn't labor.
She had 24 hours of
no labor pain.
24 hours of it?
Are we? Maybe she will. A Sunday night, do you know what's going to happen on Monday?
She's not having pain.
Sunday night.
So she has to wait till Monday night.
That's what Shmuel says. Why are you waiting? She might have pain. Pain is not, she doesn't go 24. Hold a second. A woman that's in labor doesn't mean she's in pain 24/7.
Relief
has to be 24 hours. Right. This woman saw Sunday. She has not had relief for 24 hours yet. Rather lets her have a relationship with her husband Sunday night. Why? Because right women will not stop labor. Shmuel said you have to wait. That's all we're saying. I'm sorry? Exactly. Let's read Rashi again. Shmuel Amar, Avtzricha Lishmar, Yaim Kineged Yaim Midrabanon, Nechayshin Hashem Atishva, Benim Tishloi Dam Kishim Akmazlat. We're afraid it'll stop the pain, and it won't be because of the blood. Benim Tishmisham Hashem Zavak Tana Derayt Zavon Ushkaris. Yitzchak Amar, Hamakasha Heinuklum. Rabbi Yitzchak said, not true. But you both Rav and Shmuel said it's not true. The woman who has labor pain and sees Dom can live with her husband right now. She doesn't have to wait till tonight. She for sure doesn't have to wait till tomorrow night. She can live with her husband right away. Even with Dom later. I mean, even with blood? Yeah, because if she didn't give birth yet, so Dom later is not tummy yet. Not tummy. Not tummy blood. Rashi? Makashe in the club? What?
Dom later is not
tummy. I didn't say that. I meant the pre-later Dom. It's not Dom late. She didn't give birth yet. She's not Tomei. Rashi ain't a klum, but Philip Aitzayyai Mishamashas. she could even live that day. Taisa says, why isn't Rav worried? And why isn't Rav Yitzchak worried at all? So Taisa says, because Rav women don't stop for a night and a day. They don't. It doesn't happen. Very infrequent. That's why Rav doesn't worry about tomorrow. And Rav Yitzchak is not even worried now.
So when she stops, it's the Megala that it was. We agree to Rav Yitzchak. She has relief now?
She has relief for 10 minutes. She didn't have relief for 24 hours. Again, you're under the assumption that a woman's in labor is in pain from 7 a.m. through 7 a.m. the next morning without stop. That's not what happened.
She gets contractions.
Exactly. So what if it stops for an hour? Santa Gemarvait. Frakta Gemarvait Tanya Makashanita. So what does Yavitsky do with the words in the Mishnah? Bob explained that she's in need of that day. Shmuel explains she's in Eda till tomorrow night. Right? What does Rabbi Yitzchak do with the words? Amar Rava, we may need the Nida b'mezi v'tayra. A totally different shot in the Mishnah. The Mishnah means to say that a woman who has labor pain during the days that she can become an Eda, she becomes an Eda. Labor does not affect Hilchas Nida. If a woman didn't have a period in middle of pregnancy, goes into labor and sees blood, it's Dam Nida. It's only after she had a period, and she's in the 11 days, they need the lenida, where there's a halacha called zava, then labor doesn't make her a zava. The whole concept that labor pain is different than regular blood, blood with labor pain is different, is only in the days where she's eligible to become a zava. But if in the days she's eligible to become a nida, the fact that she sees blood because of labor makes no difference. Which would mean a woman today that goes into labor, sees blood, is an Ida. The minute she sees blood, she's an Ida. Because she wasn't an Ida last week. She just became an Ida. The whole concept of thinking about whether labor pain is labor pain or is only by Zivas, only during those 11 days when she can't become an Ida. Xeris HaKasav. That a woman that sees blood because of a baby during the days of Zivus cannot become a Zava. However, a woman that sees Dam during the days that she can become an Ida becomes an Ida. No, there's no Zeres HaKasa.
She can't become, she sees blood during the Zivus period, she can't become a Zava.
If it's because of labor.
And how is that typically learned before?
Again, I spoke this out before. We've never written them again. Let's step back. The Torah made Xeris HaKasav, that in Hilchas Zivus, a woman whose Zivus is caused by labor is not a Zava. The Torah never made that Xeris HaKasav by a woman that becomes a Nida. Nidus that's caused by labor pain is a Nida. That's what the Gemara is saying.
That's the obvious one, right? The Xeris that it doesn't affect by Zivus. You bleed during...
That's the Xeris HaKasav. It's not a rabbinic thing. These are biblical halal. Now, that's what the word Amakashanida means. We had a problem. What does the word Amakashanida mean? So, Rav and Shmuel said that these are during the days of Zivus, but she has, and she might be doing it because of labor, but Rav said that day she can't have a relationship, and Shmuel said she can't have a relationship the next day either. That's how they learned the word Makashanita. Rabbi Yitzchak came along and said, during labor pain, she doesn't have to worry about anything during the days of Zivus. So our problem is, what does the word Makashanita mean? What does he do with those words? So the Gemara answers, he learns Makashanita means that during the days when she can become a Nida, labor pain makes no difference. That's how he translates the words of Makashanita. Rashi, Bimei Nida, B'ryamim Haruyim Lenidas, in the days that she could become a Nida. Nida, the Kushi Loitara Rachmana Lemiziva. The Xeris HaKasav is only from Ziva. We need the Loitara, because I mean, look, come on, like we will learn from Sukkim as we go along. Not the Gemara of Tanya. And the Gemara brings a Raya. Hamakashi b'mei nida nida. We're bringing a Raya to this halacha. that if a woman has labor pains during the days which she can become a nida, she becomes a nida. B'meziva tahira. And if she has labor pains during the days of ziva, she's not a zava. Chetzat. And the Mishnah, the bride explains itself. If a woman has labor pain for one day, then shavs l'shnayim. For 2 days, she had blood without labor pain. All right, so shavs l'shnayim. She had labor pain for 2 days. Shavs l'shnayim. On day three, she had no labor pain. All right, so shavs she had no labor pain on day one. The kachitza had labor pain on day two. The chazir b'shavsa then was no labor pain on day three. So one, she saw blood without labor pain. At that moment, she became a shemeret yayim. On day two, she had labor pain. On day three, she had no labor pain. So are you a zava? In all these three cases, she's a zava. Because the last 24 hours before her birth had no labor pain, and therefore she gave birth with 3 days of blood. I don't care what she had the first 2 days. If the day before her birth she had no labor pain, she's a yoledes b'zayiv. I don't care whether the labor pain was 2 days or 1 day or jumped around. The bottom line is, what was she the last 24 hours before birth? No pain? That means all the blood was zivus. Abel. Shavsi yaymechad v'kasa shishnaya. 1 day she saw blood, no labor pain. Then, kasa shishnayim. 2 days she saw with labor pain and then gave birth. So the last 2 days were blood because of labor. That's how she gave birth. Asha shavsi shishnayim. 2 days she saw without labor pain. The kasa shishnayim. On day three, she had labor and gave birth. Asha kasa shishnayim. She had labor pain on day one. Didn't have labor pain on day two. But then she had labor pain on day three. And again, she gave birth from labor pain. There was no quiet time between the labor pain and birth. This is not a yoledes b'zayiv. Klawe shodavar. Rule. Kuchi samach laleida, ein zu yoledes b'zayiv. If there's labor pain next to birth, then the blood is labor blood, not zivus.
Within 24 hours.
If she's quiet. Within 24 hours. Sufi Samach Laleida, I do letters beside. If there's a 24-hour period or a day and a night period, night and a day period of no labor pain, then it's Zivus. That's the rule. But that's only true in the days of Zivus. In the days of Nidus, I don't care about labor pain. It's Nidus right away. So according to Yitzchak, the mission reads as follows. Hamikasha Nida. A woman that has labor pain during the days of Nidus is a Nida, regardless. End of story. There's no Xeris HaKlasov that says the Dam of Nidus is affected by labor pain. Now we switch to day of Zivus. The Mishnah switches. What happened by days of Zivus? The following. Rav and Shmuel didn't see it that way because the Mishnah never told me we're switching from Nidus to Zivus. So therefore, they learned the Mishnah is talking about Zivus. They're not arguing on that law of Nidus. They're just saying the Mishnah means Mekasha on the day of Kishui, Rav says, Nida, treat her like a Nida. For 1 day, that day, that night she can go to Mikvah. She's in the days of Zivus. And Shmuel says, Hamakasha Nida means she has to wait till the next night. But basically says we're not talking about a Zav in that line. Those two words, Hamakasha Nida, are talking about days of Nidus, not days of Zivus.
Okay, I thought the days of Zivus are 11-day period.
Within an 11-day period.
After
Nidus. Any woman that's a Nida is a Nida for 7 days. She now has an 11-day period. That during that 11-day period,
time during the pregnancy, after if she bleeds, after
she bled, she became a nida. This whole part, and now she has an 11-day period that she can become a zava, and she had labor pain.
So his makasha in the film is only talking about
nida. Correct. And the Gemara says, so what did you do with the word makasha nida? Dr. Gemara, he answers, during the days of Nida, she's a Nida. No labor pain makes zero difference in Hilchos Nida. It's not because this is logical. I mean, obviously, the Rabbi Hashem said it, it's logical. For us, it doesn't have to be logical. It's very sarcastic. That's what the Rabbi Hashem wants. Don't ask me why. I don't know. That's what he wants. You can ask me why, but I don't know. Zogt die Gemara weiter. The Braise continues. Chananya ben Achia Reb Yeshua. Chananya, the nephew of Reb Yeshua, Eimer. Kol shechal kisuya b'shlishi shala. Anything. Kol shechal kisuya b'shlishi shala. Basically, he is saying, as long as she had labor on the third day, even if the labor pain wasn't all day, it was a little bit on the third day, meaning, anything that she had an hour, a minute, 10 minutes of labor pain on day three, the day, and then she gave birth, even though day one and two, no labor pain. Blood without labor pain. Day three, 95%, I just made that up, of the day was no labor pain. But you have labor pain on day three, that's your lettuce, that's not tava. Any labor pain doesn't have to be all day. Let's catch up with Rashi. Zogt Rashi. B'mei ziva b'teichach ha-shebedit. B'tanya b'nichusa. This bride says a proof. B'shavsha shnayim b'natzar v'loy b'nadam. It says shavsa means no pain. Haizu yaladis b'zayv. Imrasa kol shalosh. She had 3 days of seeing. Hoyo b'shufi samach l'leida. Even since that, I'm going to say 24 hours, but sometimes it's a night and a day. Next to leida, without labor pains, nimtze dam hakut yishloy machmas v'lad. So we say the blood that came during labor had nothing to do with the baby. Kol shachal k'shuya. Lav lashen haschalu. Chal doesn't mean started. Chal means it happened. A lucky comer. Kol shekachas habishlishi, afil shah achas, b'leil k'nitz shlishi. Let's say she had 2 days no labor pain. During the night of the third night, she had an hour of labor pain. Then no labor pain for the rest of the day. Afil kol ayayim kule b'shufi, b'shavsa m'leil dalot shah achas. Then she went into the fourth night, and she also had no labor pain. So it means she's gone 24 hours without labor pain. But according to Reb Yeshua, remember, it has to be a night and a day. This is his nephew talking. It has to be a night and a day. She never had a night and a day. Because on day three, she had 1 hour of labor pain. So therefore, she never had a night and a day. Lashlomis meis leis, eizu yuladis b'zayb. The be'ina supi kol yoyim gimlam abil b'day zaba. We need it to be on day three. A whole 24 hours, night and day. This lady did not have 24 hours because she had labor pain. The first hour of the third night. Then she went 24 hours, but Rabbi Shua said that's not good enough. It has to be 24 hours, night and a day. She never had a night and a day. Something Gemara, Chloe Shodover Lasuyamai. Why did the Brisa say, let's sum it up? Chloe Shodover, Kushi Samach Laleda. What did you add by adding that? We assume that whenever a Mishnah or a Brisa comes and says, the bottom line is, why did you have to say it? I learned the Mishnah. I can figure out the bottom line. Every time the Mishnah said... What?
There were a few opinions. No. There were a few different opinions. I mean,
not in the Braisa.
Right.
The Braisa says, bottom line, if it's next to the... You just told it to me. I read it. I'm Baruch Hashem intelligent enough to know that this is the bottom line. I got it. Why did the Braisa have to tell me? The bottom line is... Of course the bottom line is. Dr. Gemara, what is it coming to? So you... That's including what Chananya is going to speak out. That it has to be 24, night and a day completely. Chloe Shodover comes to say that the 1 hour at night makes it that there wasn't the 24 hours, makes it that it's called Kishui, not quiet. But Chananya added. So the Brisa added it with the words Chloe Shodover, and Chananya spoke out what it means.
A fraction of labor.
A fraction of labor on days, that means there wasn't a night and a day of no labor. Rabbi Shua said you need a night and a day of no labor.
That wasn't included in the...
The Braisa never said their case. Chananya says their case, but the Braisa never said their case. Frank the Gemara, Minohani Mili, where does this come from? Where do we learn out that a woman who's in the days of Zivus cannot become a sub? Where did that come from? The Tana Ramana, Dhamma. The pasuk says, "V'isha kisazuv zayv Dhamma." Right. She flows Zayv Dama. Now, why does it have to say Dama? Tisha Tisazov Zayv. She flows. What else is she flowing? We know that women flow blood. What does it mean, Dama? Dama Machmas Atma Beloy Machmas Blood. Now, let me explain what the Gemara is going to do here, because this goes into something that we touched upon before. A man, Tzivus, not natural, right? He jumped, he ate, he drank, Hirur, whatever the seven questions, he's not as up. Right? By a man. By a woman, we said it makes no difference. Makes no difference what caused the blood. How do you know Dhamma is not saying the same thing, that a woman is like a man? That a woman who sees blood caused by jumping, eating, how do we know that that's not what the Pasuk is telling me? You're saying Dhamma, Beloy Machma's blood. Maybe the Pasuk is saying Dhamma, it has to be natural, not caused by a man. The same thing we said by a man. We learned that it has to be natural by man because it says Mipsarai, Beloy Machma's Einsai. So why can't we say Dhamma, Beloy Machma's Einsai? Why are you talking about Leda? Frank the Gemara, Ayenai, Ela Machmas Einus. Maybe it's coming, Ata Ayim Machmas Vlad. You're saying it's excluding the case of a baby, Ayenai Ela Machmas Einus. Maybe it's excluding the case of a Einus. The answer is, Kshayim Rabbi Ishuk Yazub Zayv Dama. When it says in the Pasuk, Ishuk Yazub Zayv, extra word of Zayv, it's a double lesson. Ishuk Yazub Zayv, what does it mean, Yazub Zayv? Tell me even Inus. That extra word Zav tells me even Inus, as long as it flows. So I can't exclude Inus because I just included it. Hara Inus Amr. Hamani Mekai Dhamma, Dhamma Machmas Asma Beloy Machmas Vlad. So I mean like this. I have contradictory limudim. Yazav Zav is inclusive. Dhamma is exclusive. Her blood, exclusive. So the two, one has to come include something, and one has to exclude something. So when it says Yazav Zayv, I'm saying the Torah is saying any way it flows. Even if it's simulated, correct. But I'm saying, okay, so what's Dhamma? Must be not the baby. Now the Gemara is going to ask, how do you know which one? Maybe it's the other way. But that's the Gemara is going to explain. But we're stuck with two limudim. One limud going one way, and one limud going the other way. Not Rashi. Catch up with Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Piyazub Zayv. Zayv Mashma, Zayv Mikomok. Anyway it flows. Bafilabainas. Frank the Gemara. Back to the Gemara. Sorry. No, that's my man. Remember, man and woman are totally different. A woman that has to see over 3 days. 3 years, and we learned that from Yomim Rabim. That was by man.
I know.
There's a man pasuk and there's a lady pasuk. Frank the Gemara. My Royce Lataris of Vlad Lotavibinus. Who told you which one to pick? You have an inclusion and an exclusion. You decided to say, Inus is Tame and Vlad is Tar. How do you know? Right. Dr. Gemara, Matani Vlad, yes, Tara Akrov. Matani Vlinus, Shane Tara Akrov. I'm a time in my blood that there's dam tire afterwards. We see that in the birthing process, the tire has a leniency. Called dam tire. Not now, way after birth. But there's a concept of leniency by birth. We never find a leniency by Inus. We have nothing to attribute to say, Inus should be tar because something similar is tar. By later, we have the concept that in birthing process, the tire made something tar. So therefore I say, probably the Torah made it tar by Bleda, not by Inus. It's like, at least in this, what word am I looking, in this whole picture of birth, we see a kula. Oh, so that's probably where the Torah added another kula. We never see a kula, anything similar to Inus. Frank the Gemara, right. But the Gemara says, Adarab, but Tarni by Inus, can Inus was of tar. Why do I say we see it by man? You're telling me you never see a kula by Inus? Man has a kula by Inus. But the Gemara, Hashtami Bisha Kamina. Don't compare genders. A man is a man and a woman is a woman. Don't bring me a raya of a kula because you have a kula by a man. The Inus Bisha Layat. Vibayasema, if you want, I can answer you. My daita klatura bainis or tmuya bevlad. You want to say Vlad's tummy, Inus is star? Ain't look Inus, God will be so. Isn't Vlad an Inus? Inus means it wasn't natural. Isn't the fact that you had a baby means it was caused by something? So the difference is maybe it's caused by food or caused by a baby. So you can never do that. You can't say Vlad is tummy and Inus is star. Vlad is an Inus. So obviously you're saying Inus is tummy and Vlad is an exception. Catch up with Rashi. Dr. Rashi, she has Tara Akrav Dam Tayar. Inus Bishul Ayashkechun the Tar. We never found that an Inus by a woman should be Tar. And the second teretz was, if you're going to exclude Inus, you automatically exclude Leda. Leda is an Inus, so you can't exclude one without the other. Fine. I think we'll stop here today. I know it's early, but it goes by, so I'm going to leave that for tomorrow.